Today's big question is, can autoimmune diseases be cured? Now, this is a bold statement, and some doctors will say yes, because they've done it. But the official literature says no. However, this is a big, bold, underline however, what if your diagnosed autoimmune disease isn't actually autoimmune? What if autoimmunity is more of a spectrum or a risk spectrum of severity, where only the far end is irreversible and the rest of the spectrum is just an immune overreaction instead of an autoimmune reaction where your body is attacking itself? Today's guest is Dr. Amy Myers, who's an extremely accomplished medical doctor, functional medicine expert, and 2 times New York Times best-selling author who struggled with gut issues, autoimmunity, and chronic symptoms. And after Western medicine failed her terribly, she was able to take back her health into her own hands, and now she's helped thousands of patients with autoimmune, thyroid, and digestive issues reverse their conditions and reclaim their health. And on this episode, we're talking about autoimmune conditions, what they are, how they happen, the critical role your gut plays in these diseases, and of course, how you can reverse them to take your life back. And this covers the spectrum of all autoimmune conditions, not just gut stuff, but all autoimmune. Now, as a gut specialist working in Crohn's and colitis, which is unquestionably labeled autoimmune by doctors, I'm so excited to share this episode with you because I spend most of my time in my career trying to convince people that they can get the help they need with their labeled autoimmune gut issues, trying to convince them that they can get help. And in this episode, we're going to lay it out even clearer from one of the world's leading functional medicine and autoimmune specialists. Now, before we start, please remember that these episodes are for informational purposes only, and they're not intended to substitute professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. So, without further ado, I am so excited about this one. So let's play the intro and get this episode started. Your health depends on your gut, but getting the right information can be like finding a needle in a haystack. That's why we're going to the source and asking world-renowned doctors and professionals about the causes and connections between your gut health and overall health, so you can heal yourself the right way. I'm your host, Josh Deck, and this is Reversible. Dr. Amy Myers, welcome to Reversible.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here, Amy. So I have a question for you. Obviously, you are very accomplished, very well known, particularly in the medical and functional medicine space, but there are a lot of listeners who may not be familiar with you or your story. And so you've dealt with these gut issues, autoimmunity, and all of that. Can you walk us through a bit of that medical history and the different approach that you took for yourself versus what Western medicine did?
Sure. So I'll just back up and say that I grew up with parents who were hippies, so to speak, although they didn't look it, but my mother knew about the microbiome way back in the early 70s, and she made homemade yogurt and homemade whole wheat bread. We grew up with brown rice. I became a vegetarian at 14. So, you know, eating healthy, so to speak, was really at a forefront of my mind, even as a child. We were never given sugar cereal. Cheerios was like the only packaged food we were allowed to eat. So that's just sort of the background. I became a psychology major, didn't know what I wanted to do, eventually joined the Peace Corps, and on my way down, found a book from Dr. Andrew Weil and got very interested in holistic medicine, so to speak, and learned about medicinal herbs when I was in South America. And when I got back from the Peace Corps, I moved to Seattle to potentially go to Bastyr, and then really realized I wanted to become a conventional medical doctor with a focus in integrative medicine. I didn't know about functional medicine at the time. My second year of medical school, I started getting tremors. I was losing weight. I was having to eat Ezekiel bread and butter before I went to sleep each night, so I didn't wake up 2 pounds thinner. And ultimately, I got a hand tremor that sent me to the doctor. And she said, oh, this is just medical school stress. You're learning all these different diseases and thinking you have one of them. And I said, no. My mother died very unexpectedly from pancreatic cancer right after I got back from the Peace Corps. I lived in the middle of nowhere by myself for 2 years. I've seen some stress in my life, and this is not stress. I want a full workup. So she called me a couple of weeks later. I don't think she apologized. And she said, you have Graves' disease, which I didn't know what that was. It's an overactive thyroid. And that, you know, fully explained all of my symptoms of anxiety, insomnia, weight loss, tremor, you know, all of the symptoms I was having. And so I really looked to natural medicine to see what I could do. I did all kinds of research. I didn't really find much. I tried some Chinese herbs, actually reached out to Andrew Weil, and, you know, I was getting nowhere. And so I begrudgingly took PTU, which is the one of the medications. Methimazole is much more common, but I took PTU. A couple weeks later, I was feeling really run down. My skin was dry. My hair was falling out. I was gaining weight. I was feeling horrible. I went back to the doctor and he did some blood tests and my liver was starting to almost fail. I was having toxic hepatitis from the medication. That was one in a million. And so I was told to go get in bed and I almost had to drop out of medical school. And I was told to figure out what I wanted to do next, ablate my thyroid or have surgery. And I was feeling so down in the dumps at the time. I could not find any other solution. So I ultimately had my thyroid ablated. And that's why I say conventional medicine failed me. And is my mission to not have it fail you too. Because then I had, of course, now I don't have a thyroid and I had all kinds of symptoms. It was a roller coaster after that of dumping of thyroid as my thyroid was dying from the radioactive iodine to going hypothyroid. I mean, it was a couple of years before I got really regulated on a good dose of thyroid hormone. And, you know, at the end of all of it, I said to myself, and I was working as I didn't tell you, I became an ER physician. So I became an ER physician. And I said, you know, this is ridiculous. I went to medical school to, you know, become sort of a holistic integrative doctor. I didn't know about functional medicine at the time. I'd done all my electives in integrative medicine, did an elective with Andrew Weil. And I said, I've got to get back to my roots. You know, there's, even though this happened to me, there has to have been a better way, even though I could find not a better way at all. And so I heard about functional medicine. I dove headfirst into functional medicine. It made so much sense to me, putting all the pieces together, getting down to the root of what was going on. And through that, I realized that, you know, I had, through my many years of being a vegetarian, many gut infections, candida, SIBO. I had been in the Peace Corps. It was every Wednesday for 3 months was vaccine day. I have mutations at MTHFR, so I accumulated mercury very quickly. I was eating a lot of tuna when I was a vegetarian and, you know, eating some fish. And so, yes, I uncovered all kinds of things that I then, you know, used myself as an experiment to get rid of all of these infections, heal my gut, because those of us with autoimmunity are 3 times more likely to get another one. So even if you're like me and conventional medicine solved your problem, if you don't actually really get to the root, which is healing the gut generally, then you are more likely to have another autoimmune disease. And I didn't want that to happen. And so I eventually opened my practice, of course, wrote the autoimmune solution and helped, you know, hundreds of thousands of people around the world heal from autoimmunity. And yeah, I mean, that's my story in a nutshell.
It's a pretty long amazing. Nutshell. It's a long nutshell, but it's very important to understand these types of things for our listeners because Western medicine has failed many of them too. Now, I specialize in inflammatory bowel disease, so it's mostly autoimmune stuff that we see. Now, I'm actually doing some lectures here coming up arguing that not all cases of IBD are truly autoimmune at their definition of the core of it. But to talk about autoimmunity and how these things start to come in, how they creep into our bodies and creep into our lives, and how these symptoms seem to be very insidious. It's almost like they start really slow, but when they hit a critical mass, pop, like it's game over. Your entire life changes, and you are able to really reverse that and prove that more can be done than just suppressing your immune system with drugs or following the conventional approach. But in that, you mentioned a lot about integrative medicine. Now, just for our listeners who may not be familiar, can you sort of define the difference between Western medicine, functional medicine, integrative, and even natural?
Sure. So conventional medicine is allopathic medicine. I am an MD. I was allopathic trained, and I think that we are really good at emergencies, which is why it was the only type of doctor I could become was an emergency physician, because if you get shot or you're in a car accident or you need an emergency surgery, or you break a leg, of course you want to get to the hospital and do that. What we're not great at is what is now the bulk of what most people are going to the doctor for is chronic illnesses. We're just not trained to do that. We're trained to hear a symptom and give a pill. We are not trained to investigate why that happened. We're not trained to investigate how multiple symptoms could be put together. And that's what functional medicine does. It looks to seek to how are these symptoms related. In most cases, many symptoms are related. Somebody might have irritable bowel and migraines, and they're going to two different doctors in conventional medicine getting two different pills. Whereas in functional medicine, we might say, oh, you had a parasite because you traveled to India and you have a gluten sensitivity. We get rid of those things. Both problems go away. And it's looking at the body as a whole and how are they related. Integrative medicine, for me, you know, what I experienced when I went and did a rotation with Andrew Weil, and he really is one of my heroes because he introduced me to this. But for me, it really was, oh, you're stressed, you have irritable bowel. Why don't you do some meditation? Why don't you do some yoga? And there's a lot of sort of ancillary things to help calm symptoms or to bring relief, drink chamomile tea. But for me, it still didn't really get to the root of what was going on. And I felt like what I was doing when I was doing that rotation was a lot of triage, hearing what the problem was, saying, oh, meditation, neurofeedback, these things would help you, and then farm it out to someone else, and still not really getting to the root. I mean, not talking about the gut, not talking about gluten sensitivity necessarily, or at least when I was doing it. Natural medicine, I mean, frankly, could, you know, be part of any one of those. There are natural ways, such as, you know, I see a lot of people with candida and SIBO, and we use, you know, I now have my own supplement line, and, you know, I've created supplements using natural remedies. So for candida, we use caprylic acid and candafens, which are enzymes. So these are all natural, and caprylic acid is coming from coconut. When I'm treating SIBO, I'm using a lot of herbs like wormwood, berberine, black walnut. So these are all natural. And so I think all natural can be, or natural medicine can have a place in any one of the three that we just spoke about.
I do love natural remedies, and I believe they're here for a reason. It's almost as if the closer we get to nature, the further we get from disease. You know, we got fancy words like photobiomodulation. It means get into the sun, right? We have all these terms for it, but it really is natural. The big challenge I see, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but the reason we don't see a lot of natural remedies being pushed is strictly because you can't patent them. And if you can't patent it, it's less of a profit. Is that something you'd agree with, disagree with?
100%. Yes. So I actually have a patent on noni juice as an angiogenesis inhibitor. After my mother died from pancreatic cancer, I went and volunteered in a lab. And since people had suggested that to her, we did research on it, but that's very rare. And then, you know, then you have to find a way to, you know, get money to then go through all the drug trials, even though it's a natural remedy. And so it's all very expensive. And if you're not getting funding because you can't patent something, then, you know, it's very difficult.
Well, I suppose a lot of pharmaceutical companies maybe don't have an interest in it. There's no money in it, which is unfortunate because you have a lot of people taking drugs to cover symptoms. But these symptoms of autoimmunity and autoimmune conditions, they really creep up, and they're obviously very problematic, very insidious. But I'd like to start at the beginning. How do these autoimmune conditions start, and how do they differ from either acute or standard, or we'll say chronic conditions?
Sure. I mean, exactly how they start is the multi-billion dollar question, but through the research of Alessio Fasano, whose group discovered and named zonulin, the marker that is formed when you have a leaky gut, you know, in his research, which was on the cover of Scientific America, I mean, probably 15 years ago now, was that there is some genetic component. We now believe that it's about 25%, although we do now see people with autoimmunity that don't have genetics, like we see people now being diagnosed with celiac, with those people who don't have genetics towards celiac, and it's a whole nother conversation. But generally speaking, some part is genetic, and then there needs to be a leaky gut. And then the third prong is really an antecedent, so something that's happened. So for some people, maybe it is a trip to India or a trip to Mexico, and they got Montezuma's revenge. For me, mine came out right after my mother died. I returned from the Peace Corps. That was a really stressful time just to adjust back to the United States. And then my mother passing. So stress is a big trigger for a lot of people with autoimmunity. Often when I'm talking to patients, you know, I'll say, when did this happen? Oh, it was after, you know, a birth. It was after a death. It was after a divorce. It was after a traumatic event. So usually there's some sort of event, whether it's a trauma, meaning something that someone has physically done to you, to a trauma to your body or to your gut or another organ.
So when you're talking about your story coming up and you dealt with the Peace Corps and, you know, living in isolation for 2 years and all these different things, and yet you got this autoimmune condition, your thyroid started to go off. Some people obviously respond to stress very poorly. Some people respond to stress better. There's a lot of factors in there as to why that may happen. But what are some of the common threads that you see in risk factors for autoimmune conditions? Is it genetics? Is it lifestyle? Is it just a bad deck of cards?
So we believe that 75% is the environment or environmental triggers. And the great news about that is we have a lot of control over that. You know, your genetics, now we do know about epigenetics and we have some control over that as well. But in general, we have a lot of control over this. And so, you know, I like to think of it as a pie chart, or I call it the Myers way in my book. And there are, you know, four pillars to the Myers way, which is heal your gut, get rid of gluten, grains, and legumes, heal your infections and relieve your stress, and tame your toxins, really tame your toxins, and then heal your infections and relieve your stress. I also talk about it as a pie chart. So I could have three people in my office that all have the same autoimmune disease, but the reason that they have that could be vastly different. So, you know, again, leaky gut, we do believe that's number one that has to be there. But then, you know, is it your diet? Do you have a gluten sensitivity? I get everybody who has an autoimmunity off gluten, if not all grains and legumes, at least for some period of time. Toxins, we live in a very toxic world now. Infections, and when I say infections, you know, we're talking about Epstein-Barr herpes, and now we can add COVID into that, right? These latent infections that, you know, are living inside our body waiting to, you know, dormant and waiting to come back. And then stress, as you said. So, you know, somebody could come to my office with Crohn's disease, and maybe, you know, they have leaky gut and gluten sensitivity, and the other person has leaky gut and high levels of mercury, cadmium, and arsenic. The third person may come and they were abused as a child and have leaky gut. So, you know, they don't all have to have the same thing. Certainly after you've written The Autoimmune Solution and people are traveling from all over the world to see you, I was seeing people with 5, 6, 7, I think 9 was the highest number of autoimmune diseases I saw in one person. So I was seeing the most complex of the complex. And certainly when you're dealing with multiple autoimmune conditions, you have to assume that you have some aspect of all 5 of those.
So there's obviously a lot that goes into these, and they're not easy to really distill down. I mean, that's the beautiful thing about functional medicine, is it really is an individual case-by-case basis, whereas Western is more just, well, here are the symptoms that fit into this box, therefore, here's the drug we're going to give you. If it doesn't work, then you failed the medication, not the medication's failing you. We need to try more drugs and more drugs until God knows what happens to your liver or other systems, and now we're sick. And so that's obviously a problem. And so we want to work on preventing. So we talk about lifestyle, we talk about stress, you talk about the environment, you talk about diet. And there's so many things in there in healing the gut. But let's say we're beyond that. We've already got some issues. We're wondering, maybe there is something more wrong with me. What are the steps in truly diagnosing an autoimmune condition to say unequivocally, unquestionably, this is autoimmune?
Sure. I mean, it's getting an antibody test depending on what type of autoimmune condition you have. But there are people who have signs and symptoms of an autoimmune condition that don't have antibodies yet. So, you know, I write about it in The Autoimmune Solution. I was the person to coin the phrase the autoimmune spectrum, which is, you know, this spectrum. It takes 4 to 6 doctors, 5 to 10 years to get diagnosed. So, as you mentioned, you know, these symptoms often come and they go and they come and they go. You know, you're hosting a party and you get an iritis and it goes away. Then you don't get another one for another 2 years and then it comes back. So, you know, for some people like myself, I mean, I believe that mine came on very quickly, but a lot of people spend many, many years having symptoms that are waxing and waning. They don't fit, you know, totally the diagnosis of an autoimmune condition. They maybe don't even have the antibodies yet when they go to get checked, but these are the first signs and symptoms. And people can often come and say, oh my gosh, I remember 6 years I had this thing, or I had that rash and then it went away and I didn't get it again for 4 years. But to be classed, you know, to the gold standard is to go to a conventional doctor and get an antibody test for whatever tissue you're concerned about. I mean, I had Graves' disease, but I didn't have antibodies to the receptors. I had TPO antibodies like someone with Hashimoto's. So not, you know, not everybody fits the mold, so to speak. So, you know, in my book, I have a quiz that you can just take based on symptoms to see where you land on the autoimmune spectrum. And maybe at this point, it's just inflammation and it hasn't turned to autoimmunity. But that doesn't mean that you don't want to get on that and start working yourself back down the spectrum. And, you know, another thing that conventional doctors do is, well, most times they don't even check you for antibodies if they're not really concerned about it. But I checked everybody for all kinds of antibodies in my clinic because there are a lot of people that have no symptoms yet, but they do have antibodies. And you can get these to go away and never end up having Hashimoto's or Crohn's or ulcerative colitis or whatever. So, you know, I would recommend proactively looking for antibodies and doing things to reduce them to prevent it from coming out. But of course, conventional medicine does it the exact opposite, right? I had patients in my clinic literally come and say they had a biopsy and, you know, their villi were starting to show some signs of blunting, but they weren't fully blunted. So they didn't have celiac yet. So continue to eat gluten and come back when they're blunted. I mean, how nutty is that, right? You know, so I take the opposite approach, which is look for all of these things and get on an anti-inflammatory diet and follow the Myers way and hope they never come out versus wait till it comes out and then we'll do something about it.
I mean, that's like going to the doctor and they're like, well, the leg is just cracked. It's not broken yet. So come back when it's broken, then we'll fix it. Like, there's just no proactive management, which is nonsense. And I love that you talk about this autoimmune spectrum because that's something that obviously is very prevalent, but unfortunately it feels like in a lot of cases, your conventional doctors really just will go, well, you fit the mold sort of, therefore you are, therefore here's the drugs. And we go suppressing the immune systems. We go giving all these drugs, really throwing the body into another state of dysfunction or a lack of homeostasis, we'll say, which leads to all these other conditions. But we want to fix people. I love that you're a fixer. I like that you're functional medicine. I like that you're integrative. I like that you take all these different approaches to really get to the root. So let's talk about the gut here. What is the connection between the gut, gut health, the microbiome, and its role in either creating or preventing autoimmune conditions?
Well, you know, nearly 95% of our immune system sits right there in your gut, one cell layer thick, and then there is your immune system. So for those of us with autoimmunity, you know, really, I mean, for everyone, but certainly with autoimmunity, I say the gut is the gateway to health. I mean, your immune system sitting right there, if it's on overdrive, it's likely because something's getting through, something's irritating it, whether it's gluten, it's a toxin, it's an infection. And so really working to heal the gut. And, you know, we know through many studies that you can change your microbiome and you can heal your gut. Our gut cells turn over very quickly, about every 24 to 48 hours. It's why when you're going through chemotherapy and, you know, chemotherapy hits a lot of the fast dividing and turning over cells. That's why a lot of people on chemotherapy have gut issues. And so, you know, naturally your body will, your gut will heal itself if you remove the triggers. But I like to add in things. We have a product, Leaky Gut Revive, L-glutamine, marshmallow, slippery elm, licorice root, you know, to help that process go more quickly. And then we know that, you know, within a few days of changing your diet, your microbiome can be altered as well. And so, you know, people who are eating heavily processed diets that move over to a more fiber-rich whole foods diet can sway their microbiomes pretty quickly as well. And so, you know, these things are vastly, vastly important when 95% of your immune system's sitting right there with just only one cell, you know, dividing it between it and the outside world, essentially.
Did you know that there's one food that's unlike any other substance on earth? It's detoxifying, it's antimicrobial, it's one of the cleanest energy sources out there. It supports against oxidative stress, promotes cellular health, it helps control inflammation, support brain, neurological, and heart health, and so many more things. And that food is olive oil. I'm not just talking about any old olive oil. In fact, olive oil is actually one of the most counterfeited foods in the world. believe it or not, there's an entire documentary that kind of talks about the olive oil mafia. And if you go to a restaurant, there's a good chance that your oil is actually a blend of canola or vegetable or some other artificial inflammatory toxic oil that's better off in your car than in your belly. But Paleo Valley has an olive oil that is straight from Greece, and it comes in the purest, smoothest form. Now think about how olive oil normally tastes, right? Kind of cardboardy, unappealing, and mediocre, and it's also pretty thick. It can be really unpleasant. Those are fake, rancid olive oils or olive oil blends. But the olive oil from Paleo Valley is extremely smooth and it has an entirely different texture. It's from a rural farm in Greece. These olives are grown without pesticides, herbicides, or synthetic chemicals, and it comes from one source. Unlike these big manufacturers who mix it in from any country that sells it cheap enough and where you don't know what's in it. These olives are freshly harvested and squeezed within hours of being picked from a sustainable farm. It's cold pressed to preserve the freshness and nutrient quality, and it's extra virgin, which means it's the first squeeze, not the bottom of the barrel. So if you want to get the best of the best authentic olive oil of the purest quality and highest nutrient content that has all those benefits, just head over to paleovalley.com/reversible and they're going to give you 15% off your first order. And I'm also going to put that link in the show notes for you as well, as I always do. Let's get back to our show. So obviously protecting our gut is huge. Having a healthy microbiome is huge. What do you want to do? What's the approach you typically take with people who are already dealing with dysbiosis? They have major imbalances in their gut bacteria. They've already got leaky gut. They're highly inflamed. They're dealing with a lot of systemic issues. They're now having skin issues. They're getting psoriasis or eczema. They're dealing with anxiety and insomnia and all these other issues. What's the first step you like to take with someone in those situations?
Removing food, you know, or removing certain foods, inflammatory foods, processed foods. So I like to call it toxic and, you know, inflammatory foods. You're just removing packaged foods, processed foods. I like to get people off of gluten, dairy, soy, corn, all of these very inflammatory GMO foods, and get back to a real whole diet. I mean, it's basically like a paleo diet to begin with. And then, you know, in all of my books and on my website, I have free quizzes that you can take to see, do you have potentially candida overgrowth? Do you potentially have SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth? Do you have both? Many people have both because of stress, C-sections, heavily processed diets, antibiotics, all of these things can lead to both of those. And then I work to remove, not only are you removing the inflammatory and toxic food, but then you're removing these infections. It was virtually unheard of for anyone in my clinic to not have at least one of these, right? Parasite, SIBO, candida. And so the first step that I'm doing is ridding of these infections, because it's very difficult to heal a leaky gut if you still have these infections wreaking havoc. I mean, I like to think of our gut microbiome as a rainforest. Ideally, everything's in there in a perfect equilibrium and a balance. And if something overgrows, then it all goes haywire. And that's what's happening with a lot of people. And so, you know, I have programs for SIBO, I have programs for candida, but basically you are also going on a very low carb diet so that you're starving these infections. With candida, we're taking, like I mentioned previously, acrylic acid, CanDefense. These are enzymes to break down the yeast cell wall. They're all natural. And then there, I'm typically adding in 100 billion unit probiotic of a really high quality multi-strain probiotic. Now, if you're dealing with SIBO, I use a product that I have called MicroClear, which is, that I was telling you, is all natural, has wormwood, berberine, black walnut. This helps to kind of prune back. With SIBO or small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, it's usually an overgrowth of good bacteria. I like to say too much of a good thing can be a bad thing. And often it's the lactobacillus bacteria. And so in that case, we use a soil-based probiotic. I have one called Primal Earth that I use instead of using the 100 billion unit probiotic, because that has lactobacillus in it. Now, if you're trying to heal both infections at the same time, you can do that. It's just you, because the diet's essentially the same. You take the MicroClear, you can take the caprylic acid and the CanDefense. Then you take the Primal Earth probiotic for 30 days, and then you can move on to the 100 billion unit probiotic. The MicroClear also works for parasites as well, so it's sort of 1-2 punch. And that's my starting point for a lot of people, is the diet and then, you know, working to rid of these infections. And of course, you can walk through the entire Myers way of, you know, if stress is a problem for you, stress can keep these infections going. So you want to be relieving your stress. If you're being exposed to certain toxins, toxic mold, you know, Wi-Fi, you know, down to toxins in the air. I mean, I can go through a whole, you know, thing that I do of filtering your water, filtering your air. You know, I don't mean to say that the list is endless. I'm very much a solutions oriented person and really try to give enough info for people to understand that, you know, there is research and evidence and my clinical knowledge behind all of this, but also most importantly, focusing on the solutions and the things that you can do, because I know that it can feel overwhelming.
It can be very overwhelming. And I mean, especially for people trying to figure this stuff out on their own. You know, I'm obviously as a practitioner advocate for seeking a practitioner, because really your job as a medical professional is to take your, what, 30 years of experience and education and teaching and work as a doctor and all that combined and just shove it down to a 15-minute, here's a quick quiz, here's some things to the listeners who aren't actively seeing you. But for those who are looking for more information, obviously going through their conventional doctor can be very tricky. They may not find what they're looking for. Doctors typically don't do these types of testings. They don't do mold testing. They don't do stool testing. So we're talking about gut infections. There's candida, SIBO. I mean, there's so many. There's parasites and mold and heavy metals and all kinds of things that can drive these conditions. How do you recommend people go about getting testing without really breaking the bank? You can spend tens of thousands of dollars over time on testing and really get nowhere. So what is your approach to that?
Like I said, in my both my books and on my website, I do have quizzes for parasites, SIBO, candida. They're pretty accurate looking just at your symptoms. You know, do you have dandruff? Were you a C-section child? Do you have eczema? You know, it's things that I saw of, you know, a decade working with patients is, you know, everybody I saw with psoriasis pretty much had, you know, had candida. Any type of skin issue typically had candida underlying. So those things are pretty great for, you know, if you can't get testing. And the, you know, as a physician, you always need to look at risk benefit. So, you know, then you're going to take some caprylic acid, you're going to go on a lower carb diet, you're going to take some caprylic acid and some enzymes that will digest a yeast cell wall and a really high quality probiotic. Okay. And if you don't have candida, what's going to happen? Well, you might lose a couple pounds because you went on a good clean diet and you, you know, reestablish your microbiome with a really good probiotic. And then the rest is, you know, the caprylic acid has antiviral properties, antiparasitic properties. So, you know, the risk is low. The risk is low if you don't have it versus the benefit if you do have it based on a quiz that you went through this program and all of your issues resolved. So I also have a lot of free articles on my website that talk about some conventional testing that you can get done. It's not perfect, but it does also lend clues. And if you have a good practitioner, maybe they'll run it for you. Or if you live in a state like in Texas, you don't need a doctor's order to order labs. You can order them on yourself. There are a lot of pop-up lab companies because this has become more popular that you can order labs online. So there's certain markers just through a CBC, or you can get markers for antibodies against candida. There's some downsides to these things that is only candida and it's checking for your immune reactivity, not a level. But again, I have lots of information that's totally free on my website about all of this. And, you know, ways that you can, you know, parse through all of it. And I just want to give a plug for the Thyroid Connection, that book, because if you are on thyroid hormone, you have to be working with a practitioner. And so that book, and the reason I didn't call it the Thyroid Solution is because I didn't feel that I could give you 100% the solution without a doctor. If you're like myself, you had your thyroid ablated. I need thyroid hormone. And if I don't have a doctor to prescribe that, then I'm in trouble and I could die. So that book is really geared towards working with a conventional physician and looks at what labs to check, what ranges to look for. And again, being an MD, you know, when my patients came back to me, they were not getting a lot of grief when they brought the book. I mean, it's a little bit different than showing up with an article written by, you know, just Joe Schmo with no degree online saying, I want you to do this stuff. But when you walk in, it says New York Times bestseller, MD, and they hand the book and say, I'd like these labs, please. And wait a minute, she's telling me that's, you know, normal, but not optimal. Again, there are certainly doctors who are going to have an ego and they're going to be irritated by it. But the feedback that I generally get is that most doctors are receptive. So that book is meant to work with a conventional doctor if you do not have a functional medicine doctor.
That's brilliant. And it's a really good tool for people to have because, I mean, the more and more well-known you get, you're obviously very well-known in the functional medicine space. You're very well connected. And I'd like to think your name carries some weight. So for all of our listeners who are maybe wondering, check out the books. Those are going to be fantastic resources and tools. But Amy, I'd like to chat a little bit further about this autoimmune stuff. So we got somebody who's come in. They've been for a lifetime eating processed or refined foods. There's alcohol. They've got a history of medications or antibiotics. So we know their gut's a mess. There's going to be inflammation. They've got dysbiosis. They're producing all these endotoxins. And now they've got this leaky gut and it's affecting their immune system. Their immune system is now imbalanced. What things will promote autoimmune flares and what can they do to help quell that immune system? Like we've, of course, dealing with all the basics, the food, the medication, healing the gut. Well, the immune system just balance itself back out, or do you promote rebalancing with some kind of supplementation?
Oh, yes. I mean, yes. People who came to see me in my clinic were definitely leaving with bagfuls of supplements. So you can't supplement your way out of things, but supplements can help overcome and help you to heal much quicker. And there are supplements that I do believe people need to be on lifelong. I have an entire closet full. And like I said, I've now, you know, my mission is to empower the world to achieve optimal health. When I had a clinic, I was only able to see 4 new patients a week. I now can help people all over the world. And, you know, supplements are part of it. So again, I have a program, the Myers Way. The first step is to heal your gut. And so we talked about it. You're going to remove these inflammatory foods. You're going to look for these infections, heal these infections. I follow the standard 4-hour program where, again, this is all interconnected. You're removing the infections. You're replacing anything that's missing. So a lot of people coming in have low digestive enzymes. They have low stomach acid. These are not things you necessarily need to be on the rest of your life, but these are going to help jumpstart, you know, being able to digest and absorb your food. It's not you are what you eat. It is what you digest and absorb. So if you don't have proper enzymes, don't have proper stomach acid, it's all like cyclical. Low stomach acid leads to SIBO. Low stomach acid leads to candida. Low stomach acid can lead to GERD. You're not digesting your proteins. You need proteins to make your thyroid hormone, to make your, you know, immune cells. So it's all related. So we want to add in what's missing, digestive enzymes, bile salts, stomach acid if you need it. We want to re-inoculate with a really good probiotic. Again, if you've got SIBO, I would use a soil-based probiotic. If you've got candida, I'd use a really high potent multi-strain regular probiotic. And then you want to go in and repair. I mean, the number one product that I have is Leaky Gut Revive. It's high dose L-glutamine and slippery elm and marshmallow and deglycerated licorice. You want to add in fish oils, anti-inflammatory fish oils, you know, vitamin D. Most people have low vitamin D, a really good high quality multivitamin. I don't want to overwhelm people, but in the beginning, it is, if you're dealing with 1, 2, 3 autoimmune diseases, it's a little intense. But as I tell people, you can either go on these immunosuppressive drugs, which killed my father. He got septic literally overnight from pneumonia. After he'd been off, he did my program. He was off all his immunosuppressive drugs for 2 years, had a flare, went back on within a couple of months, was dead. So you have that as your option, or you can, you know, get rid of some processed foods, get rid of gluten, get rid of dairy. Super easy to eat this way nowadays. Back 15 years ago, it was very difficult. It's pretty easy now. And take some supplements, some of which you're going to need for 30, 60, 90 days, some of which you're going to need lifelong. And look, I have a supplement store and I'm not perfect. I go on vacation, I forget to take them. But it's like if 80% of the time you can get this stuff in, you're going to be doing great. So, and then, you know, to continue on. So the Myers Way is to get rid of to heal the gut, get rid of gluten, grains, and legumes. Tame the pop toxins. So for most people, the first two, just by getting rid of the foods and healing your gut, you're going to see a dramatic improvement. Now, again, after writing a book and people coming from all over the world, I'm seeing the complex of the complex. They've done that before they even showed up in my clinic. That's not going to cut it. We've got to start digging. Do they have mercury toxicity from amalgams? Do they have, you know, are they eating a lot of conventional chicken and they have arsenic? Do they have toxic mold in their home? Are they Wi-Fi sensitive? I mean, you know, what what toxin, if one, if not multiple. And then, you know, looking at these infections, we now know both the COVID vaccine as well as having COVID naturally can lead to autoimmunity. It's a very inflammatory process, what's happening. So, you know, do you have long COVID? Do you have underlying herpes or Epstein-Barr that you got years and years ago that's been latent, but you have antibodies or you have titers that are just keeping your immune system revved up? And then what's happening with your stress level? What are you doing to relieve stress? Are you in a, you know, toxic job? Are you in a toxic relationship? What's happening, you know? Or yeah. So working through all of those, the sort of four pillars of the Myers way encapsulates pretty much everything.
So you really are just the autoimmune queen. This is really amazing. And so much of this can be so simple on a surface level. Really, it's very nuanced, but it can be so simple. Just remove all the junk out of your life that's really unnatural or negative or basically as far from nature. If you live in a high-rise tower in the middle of Shanghai and there's all these lights and LEDs and Wi-Fi and EMFs and all these things, and you're eating out in restaurants with stuff fished from a sea that's full of heavy metals and toxins, cut that stuff out and you'll probably be better. But there are people who are, you know, obviously doing a lot of these things, like you mentioned. You've seen some of the worst of the worst. So in a lot of these cases, the people have already done the basics. They've cut out the foods and the junk. They've cut out the alcohol. They are, you know, avoiding all medication where possible. They're meditating. They're getting outside. They're getting in the sun. They're earthing. They're doing all these things. And they seem to get these almost arbitrary autoimmune flares, particularly in what I do. We see a lot in Crohn's and colitis, where they're doing really, really great. And then out of nowhere, boom, there's a flare. In your medical opinion, what is some of the most common things causing these almost random flares for people?
Well, random is difficult to say, but certainly I can say some triggers are stress. I mean, I think probably you are familiar with people, you know, I went home for the holidays. It was very stressful. I'm a college student. I had exams I got through and then I went home. To people, certainly most of your listeners are of childbearing age and are women. So just being pregnant or giving birth is a huge trigger for a lot of people. Certain autoimmune conditions get better during pregnancy. Certain ones get worse. They all can get triggered at delivery because it's a big shift in hormones. So I often recommend that people do placenta encapsulation. That seems to help with those hormone shifts. Certainly, toxic mold is something that I think of. Maybe you work most of the time out of your home now, and then you go into the office and you're not thinking that that's a trigger and there's something in the office. Maybe it's something where it's at your kid's school and you volunteer once a month and you haven't really put it together that you go to the school once a month and that's when the flare occurs, or you go visit your parents or, you know, something like that. So it is difficult to say when something's random, but that certainly toxic mold is something that never fits into a neat little box. And I personally have lost everything to mold 3 times. So I'm very familiar with it. And it's something that, you know, I always think of. If it was, you know, or maybe it's an exposure to something else, some other toxin, but certainly if you had like mercury overload, you know, that would be more consistent. So I would think of something that's either, you know, environmental, and stress can be environmental, or, you know, mold can be environmental clearly. So I would be thinking about that, something that's not consistent in your environment, or maybe, you know, you have a roof leak and it rains, you know, 3 times a year really bad to just really kick up the mold to where it really bothers you or something.
Just a lot of silly things to think about. You know, I'm working with a client right now. He's 5 years old and his parents, this kid, we did his mycotoxin test and he had every mold you could possibly think of. I mean, it was truly the worst mold case I've ever seen, which is of course why a stool test came back and he had massive dysbiosis, autoimmune inflammatories, all these overgrowths. And the places they were able to find mold was bizarre. It actually kept coming back in the fridge. They clean it and clean it. Turns out some mold got into the compressor, which got into the fridge. And so it was just everywhere. There, the sunroof in the car, right? Because once in a while it would leak. They had to go in the special cleaner and clean that out because there was mold. It was in the furniture. It was in the clothing. Like I told them they moved out. It's like, you guys just got to leave the house. It can be found in crazy places. So provided we do all these things, provided we go through and fix the diet, provided we fix all the leaks and all the stress in the environmental, do you believe that given the right circumstances and maybe it's a crazy blanket statement to say, not to open you to liability, can all autoimmune conditions be reversed, or most or some? What's your experience with that?
I believe that most all of them can. Now, we have special circumstances like Addison's, diabetes type 1, thyroid, Hashimoto's, Graves. Like me, I don't have a thyroid. So all of my antibodies are negative, but I don't have a thyroid. So I still need to be on life-saving hormone. If you are a diabetic and enough of your pancreas has been destroyed, right now we don't have a way to regrow your pancreas. We don't have a way to regrow my thyroid. And so there are certain autoimmune conditions that may still require life-saving hormones. And so I don't want people to get upset. Now, if you're a newly diagnosed diabetic type 1, we may be able to keep you off insulin for a very long time by following this. If you have been diagnosed with Hashimoto's and we've caught it very early, you may never need to go on thyroid hormone. Now, then you have the people who are extremely advanced, right? That have had autoimmune conditions and multiple, and they're crippling and they've been there for years upon years. So, you know, you may be able to reverse them. You may be able to at least stop them in their tracks so they're not getting worse. I'll give a plug for hyperbaric oxygen. It's one of my favorite tools. I myself hit a plateau with certain markers and did nothing different other than to get in hyperbarics every day for a year. All of my markers have stayed negative. I've had a woman who, again, I hit a plateau with. She had a neurodegenerative disease, was in a wheelchair. I said, just go get in hyperbarics for 20 sessions and call me back. She said, I'm walking now. So hyperbaric oxygen can be incredible, particularly if you're dealing with a debilitating autoimmune disease where maybe you can't exercise or you can't, you know, do some other things, just going and sitting in a hyperbaric machine, you know, twice a day. I don't get anything out of this, but OxyHealth is the one that I use. And they at one point had a rent to own option. And that's what I started with, was the rent to own option, because, you know, it can get, the machines are not inexpensive, but when you're talking paying, you know, $100 to $150 a session, trying to go once a day, if not twice a day, can become very, very expensive. So you're better off seeing if you can rent to own one, just because of how often you may need to get into it. And long haul COVID, I've seen amazing results with hyperbaric oxygen. So again, don't get anything out of it. Just want to give the plug that it's, you know, dramatically changed my life and many of my patients' lives.
That's brilliant. Well, Amy, I have one last question for you. Is there anything that we haven't brought up or talked about, or anything we haven't covered that you'd like to mention to any of the listeners?
I think the hyperbaric oxygen is always the thing I throw in at the end, because it's not widely talked about and the level of success that I've had with it has been so incredible. So again, there's generally no downside other than the cost. And so if you've hit a plateau, you don't know where to go, you're waiting to get in to see a practitioner, and you know, you've been doing all this stuff, find a local hyperbaric oxygen, you know, chamber and go get in it and see what it does for you.
That's fantastic. Well, Amy, I think we have tapped out the level of what we can really cover in just 1 hour. Obviously, you have so much experience here, and really people need to check out your books, check you out online. So who would be looking for you? Are you currently taking patients? If not, where can they find you more information about this stuff?
Sure. So no, I retired clinically after my second toxic mold exposure and the birth of my daughter. So you can go to my former clinic website for a group of different practitioners that I've personally used. And that's just AustinUltraHealth.com. My current website is amymyersmd.com. That's where I have free articles, the free quizzes, lots of free information, recipes, and of course, all of the supplements. And then we have a little free gift for your listeners. If you'd like me to give you that website, it's a 35 gut healing recipes. And that's just amymd.io. I guess that's a / gut recipes.
Now, make sure I put that in the show notes, because who doesn't love free gifts?
Of course.
Fantastic. Well, Amy, I can't thank you enough for being here and just breaking this all down for us. It's so refreshing to hear an integrative functional practitioner like yourself with all this experience in autoimmunity, not just blanketing everything as the same and just putting them in a box and giving people drugs to suppress their immune systems, but really addressing the root causes and contributing factors, be it one or many that you're really tackling here. So I just want to thank you for what you do for the community, the medical system, and our listeners, I'm sure, are so grateful that you are here. So on my behalf and theirs, thank you.
Thank you for having me and helping me to spread the message to empower the world to achieve optimal health.
That's what we're here for. Thank you for listening to Reversible. Now, if you don't know this, the mission of this podcast is to put your health back into your hands so you can heal yourself rather than relying on doctors and drugs. And I believe this information should be accessible to everyone for free. But the only way to reach everyone is if you share this. So if you've enjoyed this episode and really feel like you've gotten some value from it, if you could just take a second and click the share button and send this to a friend or share it on social media, it would mean the world to me and it would get this message to more people. So if you could do that now, I would be eternally grateful.